The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. Scientists at Rockefeller University in New York discovered that the brains of songbirds use a similar process as humans do when learning to make sounds. As a result, VOA's Deborah Block reports the research led by neurobiology professor Eric Jarvis could lead to treatments for people with speech impediments.
The tiny brain of the zebra finch may help scientists answer questions on how people form words to talk. Like humans, songbirds learn to vocalize by imitation.
We're able to not only study the mechanisms of how vocal learning works in these songbirds, but translate those findings to humans. And the reason why is because we discovered that songbirds and humans have what we call convergent brain pathways and genes that are specialized in them that you don't find in things like chicken.
Researchers from Rockefeller University in New York are using laser capture microscopy, a method of isolating cells from microscopic regions of tissues and cells, to get an in-depth look at the songbirds' brains. Those images are helping them understand how signals from the birds' brains are similar to the process humans use when learning to talk.
We find stuttering in songbirds. We can induce a Parkinson-like condition in them that causes stuttering. And then we can use that to figure out how to repair and then try to induce that in a brain like of humans to see if we can repair those circuits. We're also trying to figure out ways to engineer brain circuits in a species that doesn't have that ability to see if we can induce it or even enhance it. And if that works, we can actually try to translate that to humans as well.
Jarvis says it will take years before the findings may be used to treat human speech impediments.
I've had this hypothesis for the last 10 years of how to engineer these brain circuits and predict what kind of genes we would find that are specialized in the brain of humans and songbirds. It took us, let's say, 5 to 7 years to actually identify those genes, and I think it's going to take us another 5 to 7 years to actually figure out how to manipulate them.
Songbirds could provide a window to the origins of speech disorders caused by autism, strokes, and Parkinson's disease. Deborah Block, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. You can drill down more deeply into this and other stories by visiting our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.